It was great. It was great, like I said. I mean, wasn't able to do stuff that I wanted to do as like they was doing, but that don't mean I could be in shape and, you know, do sled work, do ladders, et cetera, just keep my body in shape. But it's just good to be in Atlanta and, you know, just be here. It's very frustrating. I mean, like I said, I like to compete. I like football. I mean, I don't like to be on the sideline and just watching. I'd rather be out there with my brothers helping make plays and stuff like that. So I understand it's a process. I got to get the shoulder right. And once it's right, I want to help the Atlanta Falcons any way I can to get wins.
Coach, talk about your own quarter system at UCLA. So you're leading after this. How much of a challenge do you think it would be to keep up mentally since you won't be here?
I don't think it would be too much of a challenge. Like I said, it sucks that I'm on a quarter system and I can't be here the entire rookie minicamp. But like I said, there's ways to, you know, like I said, Skype, FaceTime. If you got any questions, stay on fly, Atlanta. If I got any questions, I mean, I could call the coach, FaceTime the coach. Like I said, I got the playbook with me. So, I mean, it sucks I can't be there physically. But like I said, with the technology we got nowadays, it's like I'm here.
And so you leave when?
I leave Sunday. Sunday, that's the last. Yeah, at least Sunday.
Have they shared with you the plan of how they're going to keep you in green and what's going on there? I know last year they used FaceTime with Austin Hooper when he was at Stanford. Have they shared with you their plan for you?
Yeah, like I said, I got the playbook. I mean, all I'm doing back in LA is just rehab Monday through Saturday and just trying to get my shoulder right. But now that I got my playbook, I mean, I'm not taking any classes. It's just football and rehab. So, they said, if I got any questions to ask them, I mean, it's not hard to pick up a phone and call.
Where are you at in your rehab process?
There is no timetable right now. Like I said, I'm just doing what I can do, which was show up every day to rehab Monday through Saturday in L.A. and just get better every day. Be 1% better every day.
Have the emotions of everything kind of settled in like I'm here?
Nah. I mean, it's a blessing. It's a blessing, like I said. I mean, a lot of people don't make it this far. And I'm just happy to be able to be here and just be a part of a brotherhood. Like I said, for me, I feel like being a brotherhood, like you can say it all you want, but you got to prove it to the guys. Like I said, I can say I'm a brother all day to you guys, but in reality, I got to prove it out on the field. So I just can't wait to get my shoulder right and prove it to my teammates.
How aware of our rookies of the opportunities that have been given your predecessors the last 2 years with Dan Quinn in terms of come ahead and starting as they were last year?
It just shows he's not afraid to, you know, play rookies. I mean, for me, I just feel like everything is earned. I don't want the job handed to me. I mean, I understand there's vets here and they out here competing. That's what I want to do. I want to compete. I don't want, like, nothing in life ever be handed to me. So I'm okay with competing. If I don't win a job, I don't win a job. But just know I'm going to work to get that job. I talked to Deion a little bit. He's real excited. I mean, he loved the way I play the game. He loved my personality. He just loved the passion I play with. So, I ain't talked to Vic person, like, face-to-face, but I know I've seen some of the interviews and stuff, and some of the things that he's saying it's amazing. I mean, he's just, I'm happy that guys, are ready to accept me and just understand I'm here to work and I'm here to help win. You just learn. I mean, like I said, I'm in meetings every day with the team. I mean, if you got any questions for coach, I mean, I'm right there. The only thing is I just can't be on the field. But that don't mean you can't learn the playbook or, walkthroughs. I mean, you just got to learn. I mean, visualize and stuff like that. But, yes, I do wish I was out there on the field. But, like I said, that ain't going to stop me from not learning the playbook and all that.
What's the head of the next? How long does this quarter last?
We end June 15th. June 14th.
Pass rusher to complement Vic has been kind of a need that stood out for this team. Do you feel like you could be the final piece to help make this defense take the leap to the next level?
The defense got a lot of talent. Like I said, I'm just here just to add and just help out as much as I can. Like I said, whether that's coming in on third down, second down, first down, whatever they want me to do, I'm just trying to help, you know, get the defense off the field as soon as possible. But like I said, not one person go create the team or change the team around, especially when there's a lot of talent. I'm trying to be one of the pieces of the puzzle to help.
Your shoulder injury, you've been dealing with that for a couple of years now.
Yes, sir.
is there some kind of like anxiousness, or you know, you really can't wait to see like what you can do or how much you can improve when you're finally healed?
Yes, sir. Like I said, I mean, dealing with that shoulder injury, I mean, it was pain every game, but like, what can you do? I mean, just tape me up and I'm ready to play. So I'm excited to, you know, get my shoulder back full strength and see, I mean, what I'm capable of. I mean, no more excuses. Not that I had excuses in the first place, but now it's like, okay, if I'm not getting to the quarterback, I can't blame that on my shoulder or whatever it is.
One more, guys.
Quick question over here, Zach. How does it make you feel to being in a spot where the city seemed to really embrace you already before you've even been on the field?
It's great. I mean, I love Atlanta. I mean, like I said, great fan base. I just can't wait to be able to play in the new stadium and, you know, get sacks, third down. Man, come on, rise up, and get to the quarterback.